Good morning, everyone. Just as a testimony, to some people, we are gathered in a different room here today than what we normally gather. Our main sanctuary room has no air, but we have room over here in a classroom, so that's where we are today. We're gathered in a classroom. But to some folks, environment's everything. Environment, to some people, routine-ness, sameness, everything is important to them to be the same. And today, even as we come into here in this room, it's not the same as our sanctuary, but it's the same as your Sunday school class. But it's not the same as we normally go over there. We normally leave here and go over there. So God wants us to be very adaptive, and I think He's training us for all kinds of situations. All kind of things that are come at us or thrown at us, and then see what we're going to do. Ted has trained a lot of dogs. And in order to train a dog to do what they're supposed to do, I know you implement different scenarios, maybe even scenarios to throw them off, for them to be consistent to your commands. Not somebody else's commands, but your commands. But anyhow, just different scenarios that way. And I think God gives us different scenarios and situations to see how we're going to react. Mm-hmm. It's a little different here, right? Sitting in here rather than sitting over there. Well, at least we have air. We don't have air in our main room right now. We're out of air. And we will be until tomorrow. I asked the AC people, I said, can I go get the part, the fan motor? Can I go get the other part that you need? He said, no, it's way downstate someplace. And I'm sorry, Mark, we won't be able to help you. But I was trying. And I even went to a rental place, and I got an air conditioning unit, a 2-ton air conditioning unit, portable, for this purpose. And we wheeled it into the sanctuary, and you got it exhausted out the window. I exhausted out the window, and I put Visqueen and cut a whole perfect hole out for it and taped it all up and everything and turned it on. It was just too noisy. And I called the guy and said, hey man, you know, this thing is just too noisy. It's not working. And he said, well, in a lot of churches it works out okay. I said, well, it's just not working out for us. So we made the effort. We tried. And so lo and behold, this is a good place for us to meet today. And so it's just good to have you with us in this environment, an environment of God's Spirit still teaching us, no matter what's going on, no matter what's going on in our life or has gone on this past week or in other people's lives that we love and know. My loved ones right now, a couple of them anyhow, or three of them are up north in the Chesapeake Bay area, Shirley, Carrion, and Adlin. My wife, daughter, and granddaughter are visiting up there, and it just doesn't make sense to fly ahead of a storm to be in harm's way. They didn't do it that way. They did not plan that. They planned this a long time ago to surprise Shirley's sister for her 60th birthday, but under the disguise sort of having a family reunion. So there they were. I wasn't crazy about it when they got there. Here comes the storm. Irene, a tremendous storm. Maybe not so much in wind, but in tidal conjunction with tidal waves and pushing water inland and flooding and softening trees with all the rain, and trees fall on power lines, you lose power. But for the first time in history, New York, subways have been closed down. First time ever. You know, people say always, we always manage, we always this, we always that. And some interesting things happened too with the earthquake. The National Cathedral, way up on top, one of the figurines are way up on top, fell off, and they're concerned about some structural things. I understand the top of Washington Monument had a crack in it. And this is just baby quake. 5.8, it's not too baby, but it's nothing as what it could be. And if we had an 8 point something, some of the skyscrapers may have held in New York and some of the places, but many of them quite possibly could have fallen into each other and crashed, and just absolutely we'd be devastated today with the Pentagon, the nation, all the monuments could be just devastated, and the heads laying on the sidewalks and on the ground on the roads, and New York just devastated. But I sense there's some serious stuff going on here that the physical manifestations have spiritual implications. I really believe that. We've been running from God. We've been running, man. We've been running, 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 and kicking God out of almost everything we can kick Him out of.
That's right.
And if they had their way, they would take grinders up there and grind down in God We Trust and the Ten Commandments. Man, they'd grind it down overnight. That's where their heart is. But I'm just sensing a couple of these things, and I wanted to show you something that I had right here also. But just understand that it's a little, this globe is just a little ball to God. It's just in His control, His great power and domain and force and authority. And here's the United States way down in here, and here all the other little countries. But you know, it's God can just blow on the waters and cause a tsunami, just like, you know, just to discipline man to humbling down a little bit. But he's got the whole world in His hands. Yeah. For sure. He's got the universe. He's got, like Buzz Lightyear said, to infinity and beyond. You remember that scene? A Toy Story? Buzz Lightyear said, to infinity and beyond. I thought that cracked me up. I said, man, he said a mouthful, but when you relate to God, it's to infinity and beyond. So, but God's shaking up some things here. And I really believe that with all my heart. May we, as Christians, seize the opportunity in our life to not look at the world. We're going to talk about some of these things today. To not look at the world or be envious of the world or jealous of the world. Mm-hmm. What the world's doing or getting away with. May we just keep our nose before the Lord, our hearts before Him, and live the life as young folks or middle-aged folks or older folks, wherever we are on this earth in time and place. Live a life to glorify Jesus Christ. He's got everything in control. It's not a time for anyone to run in fear, although I believe there were people up here who've experienced the earthquake and now the hurricane coming. First time since, what, early 1800s that they had such a powerful storm go up into New York and beyond and also up into Canada with some wind with it. And so, not a laughing matter. A lot of people laugh at things and they laugh at God and they just kind of go on still doing what they're doing. But it's not a time for us to see and look at the world like they're getting away with something and envy what they're getting away with. We need to keep our nose before the Lord. Just want to say a couple of those things first before we get started. I want to give you a testimony this morning too. How many of you kind of in your life, you just relate to the Lord more in the things that you do? In the things that you do, because that's where you're living. That's when your heart is beating. That's when you're breathing in the everyday things of life. Well, this morning, I just give you a testimony, and I'm going to solicit any other testimony that you may want to give, but God is doing a mighty work here. And but I was ironing this morning this cotton shirt, and a mom taught me, and I asked her a long time ago how to iron, so I'll pick up an iron once in a while. But I noticed one thing about that iron, and it has a lot of selections on it. Cotton, nylon, delicate, it's got a steam function on it and all these things. And I just dialed it up. I looked at cotton, so we're working with cotton. I dialed it up to cotton. And God knows how to dial up what we need to get rid of the wrinkles in our life. And I was thinking about that, and He's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. So, you know, how can it be that here I am, I'm just my own business, getting ready to come down here and just, you know, just fellowship with you guys, and I'm ironing, and I said, Lord, isn't that something that didn't have to come to me, but it came to me because there's an openness for instruction. There's an openness to be edified in what I'm doing. And I believe that you don't have to have droughts in between coming to church or what you're doing to get, you know, lifted up again or think of God again. Nor do you have to be like somebody walks around, you know, in a big robe like a monk and you're just so zoned out. You're so earthly minded, you know, heavenly good, or so heavenly minded, no earthly good. So I'm ironing and I'm thinking about that, how God has a setting for each and every one of us, but it's not my business to figure out how to get rid of your wrinkles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not the iron.
Mm-hmm. No.
The irony is that God is. So God knows how to get the wrinkles out of our life. And He has a setting for each and every one of us. Maybe Nicole needs just a little hot steam. And she doesn't need you to sit there and press on the iron. You know, really, when I was ironing this, it wasn't a real, you know, pressing down. It's just kind of a, let the weight of the iron do its thing, but use the right setting. Mm-hmm. So God's going to use the weight of His Spirit with the right setting to get us to where we need to be. He's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. And somebody else might need a little more, you know, need a little more attention to get some wrinkles out.
Right.
Now, you may be looking at me right now with the shirt I'm wearing, so I didn't get them all out. But I tried. And I did the collar thing and did all this and that, you know, and flipped it over and up in the little crevices and everything. So cotton is cotton, and cotton is, that's the way it is. It's okay. But if I do have a wrinkle, don't worry about it. You know, God's still working on me spiritually and also physically with this shirt. But I just thank God. I just thank God to be with you all here today. It's almost like we're gathered around as a group of people who are on a journey here to love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to apply that life daily as we live. So praise the Lord. Good to be with you all today. Anyone else have a testimony? And we'll go ahead and start sharing here a little bit about some things. Anyone have good news for this past week? I know you guys have been on a whirlwind tour with your camp.
I always talk, so I'm like, Nicole, you want to talk about camp?
I think
God's awesome. Like, during camp, like, I felt like it was all about pressing in, and if you want something, then you gotta, like, run for it. You can't just expect, oh God, just let someone reach for God.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to reach and not, you know, be a baby and just expect the parent to
mm-hmm.
feed you, you know,
mm-hmm.
just run after.
That was a message that you heard coming out of there.
God was showing me.
Reach
for it.
Yes.
If you want it.
Wasn't our message last week or week before, it was titled Within Reach?
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Within reach. I had no clue whatsoever what y'all going to be talking about.
That happens all the time with us.
It's just amazing.
Here we're like in tune.
Yes. I just seek Lord for titles and things, but within reach. And the reason that was based upon the scriptures, it is not out of reach. God's commands, God's word, God's direction, it's not out of reach. It's not in heaven that you should say who's going to get it, who's down the earth to get it, you know. But it's within reach. That's powerful. That's amazing. If we don't get it the first time, God will bring it around to get it sooner or later. And I think it's awesome what you just said. You say a lot of things that really bless me. Every single one of you guys do. It comes out of your mouth. Every single one of you guys do.
That's good.
And I thank God because you just said, no, I talk a lot, you know. And Nicole, you got something to say, you know. And it's so wonderful because I know you do. And I know it is. It is, and I love it because I see a life being lived.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's good because and it got you to be able to say a couple of things. So that's awesome. And Michelle, you just can't keep quiet. I mean, you just always rattling off. Sometimes, you know, you're the quieter one. But the Lord knows. He's training each and every one of you, and He's got an iron for each and every one of us. And even those of us who may be a little more stubborn, He's got an iron for us. God's got big irons. God's got small irons. God's not going to overdo it. But He's got something just for each and every one of us. So praise the Lord. Anyone else? Good to see you with us today. I know you're coughing, honey. I know you're, but good to see you.
I'm much better. I mean, as bad as I still feel, I praise the Lord. I'm here. Praise the Lord. I want to share with you my first week with 15 little six-year-olds.
I was wondering. Yeah. You're with the sixth graders.
First graders.
Oh, six-year-olds.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is, talk about comfort zone being out of the norm. It has been an experience, a challenge. But I'm going home every day and thanking the Lord for getting me through the day, because six. Physically exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like the fifth graders. But it's also been a wonderful opportunity to spend time with my daughter, because she knows I'm overwhelmed. I'm so out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And she's been coming to school with me every day and helping me.
Christy?
twisted.
Wow.
Oh yeah, and it's.
They can do that. You can have people come to help you.
Oh yeah, desperately we need volunteers.
Oh okay.
And they cut back, so we're so tremendous that we're begging for volunteers. But it's brought her and I to a real close understanding.
Awesome.
She sees things in me I don't think she ever saw in my world.
Mm-hmm.
And as a lot of young people, it's all about them.
Yeah.
And I just praise God how He's working in her and working in me. This is definitely a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna keep positive and do it to the glory of God. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Amen. We love Christy very much. I know Linda spent some time with her, and sharing with her spiritual things and to help her. And may God grant her success through this very difficult time in her life, too. So I hope a great work will continue to be done there in her life, chip away.
And that's been delayed again.
In God's timing. God's timing. See, he needs to work on that, ironing things out a little bit. Takes a little bit longer, nooks and crannies and stuff. So praise the Lord. It's good to hear from you. I know we could share quite a bit more. Linda's been on the phone with her folks up in Boston. Shirley's up in the Chesapeake, not right in the Bay Area, but kind of away from that little ways. And Elkton, Maryland area, staying with her sister. Linda has folks, everybody, boatload of everybody's up in Boston. And I understand everybody's okay. They're doing all right. And so it could be a lot worse. But may the Lord use these earthquakes and hurricanes to wake people up. That's my prayer, including our own leadership of our country, right there in Washington. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord.